Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. You've got your daily 10 minutes with Jesus. Today we're looking at the beginning portion of Ephesians chapter 6. Beginning in verse 1, we'll read through verse 9 if you're following along in your paper Bible. Paul writes, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, namely, that it may go well with you, and that you may live a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your human masters with respect and reverence, and with a sincere heart, just as you obey Christ. Do this, not just when they are watching, as if merely to please people, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Serve with eagerness as for the Lord and not for people, because you know that each person, whether slave or free, will receive back from the Lord whatever good he has done. And masters, do the same for your slaves. Do not threaten them, because you know that the one who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and with him there is no favoritism." This is the word of our God. As Paul concludes the letter to the Ephesians, he starts at home, and he starts with that closest of human relationships, the relationship between husband and wife, and he draws a sharp and stark comparison and parallel application even to the relationship between Christ and the Christian, and that within that marriage relationship, each member, each spouse, the husband or the wife, is to imitate that relationship between Christ and Christian. And after that, he begins to slowly spiral outward as he makes application first to the rest of the family and then to people as they carry out their daily vocation. So I'll start at the beginning talking about children and parents. And this brings up a good point that when we look at the Old Testament and when somebody reads the Old Testament, especially if you're paging through the book of Leviticus, you'll see that God gives a lot of instruction, many commands, and a lot of different laws for his Old Testament people, specifically for that nation of Israel. Even the Ten Commandments included in there, both recorded in Exodus and also later in Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law, quite literally. Deutero, meaning second, and nomos, meaning law. So it's the second law, or the reiteration of the law at the conclusion of their 40 years in the promised land, or 40 years wandering in the wilderness. So anyway, if you read especially those first five books of the Bible, you're going to see all sorts of references to different laws and stipulations and guidelines and commands. And what we have to keep in mind is that that law was given to God's Old Testament people. It was given to them at a particular place, at a particular time, for a particular purpose. And in that law, God sets up their civic life. God sets up their worldly, earthly government and its guidelines. He also sets up their worship life, how they are to worship and how they are to approach God. And finally, he also includes a good summary of his moral law. Moral law being something that applies to all people of all time, and which is written on the hearts of every person as the conscience. That moral law and its summary is summarized in the Ten Commandments as the best summary of God's moral law. And how do we know that it is God's moral law, that it applies to all people of all time? Well, those Ten Commands of the commandments are recorded for us also and repeated for us also in the New Testament, and often with a New Testament explanation or New Testament application. So for instance, the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, that was given to the Old Testament Israelites. And the principle of that commandment is that people are to set aside time for rest and worship. God isn't binding us to a particular Sabbath day, but the book of Hebrews makes it clear that the Sabbath day that we experience, the Sabbath rest that we experience with Jesus, is something that belongs to every Christian, and so God wants us to make use of that Sabbath rest by taking time for rest and worship. And so the form in which God's moral law was communicated in the Ten Commandments is not necessarily the form in which they apply to us today, because the Ten Commandments were given at a particular place and time to particular people, given to the Old Testament people as they were entering the Promised Land during the time of the Exodus. But here in the New Testament, we have all of those commands of the Ten Commandments repeated for us, also as New Testament believers. And that's the reminder that tells us that these commands are part of God's moral law, God's law for all people of all time. And one of those commands is repeated for us here, almost verbatim. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. There's the command, the application. And Paul backs that up by referring to the fourth commandment. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live a long life on the earth. And so we know that this is part of God's moral law for all people of all time, that it's not just restricted to the Israelites as they're entering the promised land, and it's not just restricted to Jewish people, but it also applies to all Christians. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And the corresponding part, verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. I came across a family one time where the son, was in sixth grade, and he had problems with his anger, and the father didn't do a very good job of handling it. And the father really excused his lack of attention to it by saying, well, I don't want to talk to my son, I don't want to address my son, because then I would be provoking him to anger. Because this little sixth grader would fly off the handle and start throwing things around and start yelling and, all sorts of silly things that children often do. What God is saying here through Paul, and what Paul is saying for you and for me, is that parents especially, and those entrusted in a position of authority, if you broaden it out just a little bit, they would be able to make use of their authority and their position to make life miserable for somebody else. But that is not proper. That our purpose as parents is not to have somebody under our thumb and keep turning the screw or keep crushing them underneath the weight of our discipline and obligation and getting on their case for everything. The goal of a Christian parent is to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And so there is a place for the use of the law, but that use of the law, when a child is addressed disobeying a parent or disobeying what God has said by extension, that child is then led to repentance, which is sorrow over sin, saying, I'm sorry, and apologizing, and the parent correspondingly saying, I forgive you, your sin is forgiven. This announcement of forgiveness, that's part two, pointing to Jesus, that I forgive you and your sin is forgiven because Jesus paid for all of our sins. And then part three, encouraging the new life of faith, encouraging the thankful Christian life. Now, instead of hitting your brother or hitting your sister, why don't you go give him a hug and play nicely? That's the instruction of the Lord. And that's a very, as it comes up each day, kind of a case-by-case thing, and the general guidance in using law and gospel in encouraging proper Christian behavior. But we also talk about training and instruction. We talk about working with our children so that they know and they can understand the basics of what we believe. And so in our household, what this looks like is every night before bed, we say our prayers. Before nap time, we say our prayers. We say prayer before the meal. Every day, hopefully, we go through some sort of a Bible history lesson from a Bible history book. And then also every night, and hopefully often at nap time as well, each of the boys repeats after me a commandment. And even starting with Leland, he's 3 years old now. This started when he was about 2.5, I guess, for him. And I would just say the first part, 3 or 4 words at a time, like the first commandment, you shall have no other gods. And he repeats it. What does this mean? What does this mean? And the interesting thing is, especially when you get to commandments 2 through 10, you've got all of them starting the same way. What does this mean? We should fear and love God. And the repetition of working through, a couple commandments every week or, 1 or 2 commandments every night really helps them to be able to know it and to even complete the sentence. And then with that instruction, then the training during the day when a child, hurts the other child or doesn't listen to mom or dad, then we can use that portion from the Ten Commandments, you know, the summary of God's moral law, the most comprehensive summary that we have of God's moral law. And we can use that application from the Ten Commandments to say, well, you know, for instance, fourth commandment, you need to be listening to your mom and your dad. And apologies and forgiveness is expressed because of Jesus. And then we say, okay, now what are we going to do? Well, maybe next time, honor, serve, and obey them and give them love and respect is the phrase from the commandment. What does that look like in a little child? Maybe next time let's practice listening to mom or dad and saying, okay, mom or dad, whatever the case may be. I suppose that's enough of a brief introduction of this topic, and tomorrow we'll pick it up with the instructions for slaves and masters and probably finish out the book with the rest of Ephesians chapter 6. In the meantime, you can catch us 7 p.m. tonight for worship at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also find us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. And check us out on Instagram at Raised with Jesus. If you hit the bio link at Instagram, you'll see all the other links. We have a link tree for you there to follow us on YouTube and shoot me an email if you'd like. If you are finding benefit from this podcast, I encourage you to keep listening and maybe send an episode that you really like to a friend. And feel free to send me any other feedback. I have my contact information in the show notes, especially if there are other episodes or other questions that you'd really be interested in hearing. God bless your day.